Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0. Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 1st of July. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-3, 800-747-3733. Title sponsor of everything Zaslow Show 2.0. That includes It's Still Real to Me, which came out earlier today. That's my wrestling podcast. Of course, if you're involved in any kind of an accident, I send you to where you're going to be treated like family. And that's our title sponsor, Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. And of course, while basketball and hockey, they're done with, look, that doesn't mean that sports isn't going on still. Bet online. Your number one source for all your sports betting needs all summer long. That's from baseball to golf to soccer, right up to all the top fights in UFC, MMA, boxing, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. And when the game's over, you head online to BetOnline's online casino. You get in on a game of blackjack or poker or play one of over 150 slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% free bet credit on your first deposit up to $250. Bet online. The game starts here. Got a great show planned for you guys today. We're coming off of the parade yesterday. Stanley Cup champion, parade of champions, it was dubbed as. We're going to talk about that. That was so much fun. NBA free agency's in full swing. It started yesterday at 6 p.m. Eastern. NHL free agency is going on right now. Panthers again gutted a little bit. Not to be unexpected. We'll get to some of that as well. But we'll start things out with this. So you'll notice there's a major difference, right, in the reaction of the Miami Heat, let's say, losing players. Like, we don't want to lose Caleb Martin. It looks like we're going to lose him. And I told you guys that from this, like, he opted out of the contract, which would have paid him almost $8 million next year. And that's why I was in favor of trading him in the middle of the season. We're never going to be able to keep him. But they're going to wind up losing him. They might lose Haywood Highsmith as well. That sucks. Like, we don't like losing those guys. But now with the Panthers are losing guys. As of right now, they've lost Brandon Montour to Seattle. They've lost Oliver Ekman-Larsson to, I forget who. Kevin Stenlund goes to Utah. Anthony Stolarz goes to Toronto. You're not so concerned about, well, you're not concerned about Stolarz. Spencer Knight's going to be the backup next year. So losing Stenlund's a big loss. Thought we would be able to keep him. That's a big loss. Losing Oliver Ekman-Larsson, that's a big loss. But he got paid something like 4 years and a lot of money. I forget how much it is, but maybe like 30-something million dollars. Could that be right? That's a no, that's too much. It couldn't have been that much. But anyway, he got paid. He's getting a lot of money. And Brandon Montour, we knew the Panthers were going to wind up losing because they came to terms with Sam Reinhart, and they weren't going to be able to keep both of them because Montour is going to cost big money. I think Montour got 7 for $50. That's over $7 million average annual value. You weren't going to, excuse me, you weren't going to be able to keep both Montour and Reinhart. I'm okay with it because I think Montour started to show signs of slowing down. I'm okay with them moving on from him. But the difference between the two is like you're mad that the Heat might lose guys, Haywood Highsmith, Caleb Martin. But when the Panthers are being gutted right now, it's like, I love you guys. Oliver, Anthony Stolarz, Monty, Kevin Stenlin, thank you for everything you did. You deserve to be paid. We love you so much. We're always going to love you. You're welcome back anytime you want. Like, it hurts that they're losing these guys because you've grown to love them, but you're not mad. You're not mad that the team, you understand the team has to make decisions. And this is important to note. There's a hard cap in the National Hockey League, all right? It's not like you can go over. There's a first apron and a second apron, which nobody seems to understand with the NBA. It's a hard cap. You cannot go over for any reason. So you're going to lose guys. But then when the guys, like the Panthers wanted to keep those guys, they definitely wanted to keep Kevin Stenlin. They definitely wanted to keep Oliver Ekman-Larsson at the right price. They knew Monty was going to be able to go get paid a lot of money somewhere else. I think they knew that was what was going to happen there. But you're not mad at the team, and you're not mad at those guys. That's what happens with a championship team, especially in that sport. It's great to win, but it also means you're going to lose a lot of guys. They're super attractive to other teams now. So you understand that. And you know what? The Panthers are going to get guys who are bargains. Guys like Stenlin. Guys like Oliver Ekman-Larsson. Last year getting Dmitry Kulikov, who they re-signed to a four-year deal. They're going to get those guys now, especially to join the Stanley Cup champion, Florida Panthers. So they're going to replace those guys with new guys. The key is keeping the core intact, all right? And what's the core? Outside of Bobrovsky, you know, it's Barkov, Reinhart, who they just extended, eight-year maximum deal, about $8.6 million average annual value. Verhaeghe, they're working on an extension right now. Bennett, they're working on an extension right now. Barkov, Lundell is a restricted free agent. They're going to work something out there. That and Tkachuk, those seven guys I just mentioned there, that's the core. And Forsling, eight. That's the core right there. And that's how you keep a championship team going. You build around the core. It sucks losing some of those guys who were here last year. It sucks losing a guy like Monty, who's been a huge part of this team the last few years. But this is the core, and as long as you keep this group together, you're in great shape. So a few more things about the Panthers, the free agency, and then we're going to get to the parade here. Yeah, you know what? I don't think I have anything else in the free agency. We lost Stenlin, Stolarz, Ekman-Larsson, Montour, re-signed Sam Reinhart. They're working on an extension with Verhaeghe. They're working on an extension with Sam Bennett. That, and Stolarz is gone, which is fine because, like I said, Spencer Knight's going to be the backup next year. And that's great because you want him to take over full-time when Bobrovsky's contract is up after the 2026 season. That's likely the timeline there. So, by the way, with some Heat stuff, I sent out a question on Twitter. I like being able to do some participation with you guys, get you guys involved in the show. So I asked you right now, what do you want? Realistically, we can't trade for Steph Curry. Realistically, what do you want the Miami Heat to do today? Because right now you look at it and they're sitting on their ass, it looks like, doing nothing. We'll get to that coming up. We'll get to the Heat stuff. We're going to check in a little bit here with Dan Lebatard's show, Bally Sports Florida. Jeremy Taché is going to stop by. He was at the parade yesterday. He was in his poncho getting poured on. He did a good job out there. We're going to have him explain some of what went on in the parade yesterday. But going into, so I told you how I felt going into this parade, right? Like, and I think I said this on the Lebatard show the morning after the Panthers won. I was in studio with them, which, by the way, a week ago tonight, your Florida Panthers became Stanley Cup champions. It is now seven consecutive mornings that I wake up and I watch Sean McDonough's final call on ABC of your Florida Panthers. your favorite little hockey team, the greatest hockey team in the land, becoming Stanley Cup champions for the very first time. I want to wake up every morning now the rest of my life the exact same way. So anyway, I said this on the Levitard show, right, the next morning, which was, I'm a little bit concerned. What am I concerned about? I'm a little bit concerned with what the parade is going to look like. You know that everyone, other sports fan base, they love to bust on Miami, South Florida, our fans suck, blah, blah, blah. And I was concerned that it's Broward. Broward's never done a parade. It's the Panthers, it's hockey. What's this turnout going to look like? And as days went by, and you see the players taking the Stanley Cup all around Broward, sharing it with everyone, I already showed you like just how unpretentious the celebration from your favorite little hockey team has been. It's been beautiful. Like, if you weren't already, you're falling in love with this team. No security guards around them. No velvet ropes to get past. You don't have to buy a $10,000 bottle just to be in the vicinity of these guys at the club, and they don't want to talk to you anyway. No, not the case at all. They are celebrating. They're going to the beach. They're going to the Atlantic Ocean. They're at Elbow Room. They're at American Social. They're at coffee shops. They're at Italian restaurants. They're with us. They're not getting on a plane and flying down to another city like the Boston Celtics to celebrate with each other because it's about them. No, with the Florida Panthers and mostly hockey, it's about celebrating with us. It's about all of us experiencing it together. And I think that we're all, if you weren't already, I love this team so much. I think you're falling in love with what you've seen from this Florida Panther team. So that was going on over the few days after the Stanley Cup final. And then I started to feel a little bit better. You know what? This parade may be something. It may be really good. It may be really well attended. And then you get the pictures and the videos of everybody out there on Sunday morning, way early in the morning. And I'm like, you know what? This shit's going to be awesome. It's going to be packed. It's going to be amazing. This is going to be so much fun. And I felt great going into it. I did not go to the parade. I hosted ESPN Radio Best Week Ever, and that's early in the morning, from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. Can't get done at 10 a.m. and then get down there. You had to get there really early in the morning, which I'm fine with. So I watched it on, you know, in my couch, in the Zaslow Mansion family room, and I enjoyed it just like that. But that parade was something else. It was really something special. You guys did such a great job. And the rain, the storms, yes, it delayed it a little bit, but I think it's a great thing that it rained. And we'll ask Jeremy about that because it made it memorable. We're never going to forget it. And you saw the videos and on the news or whatever, it's like, this is wild. I've never seen anything like this. The rain, the storm made it one of a kind. It made it memorable. This was a good thing that we had that kind of weather. Thank God nobody got hurt, but this ended up being a great thing. It was an all-time celebration, just completely unpretentious. You know, fans were throwing cell phones up to the players on the roof of the buses so they could take selfies of themselves and then pass it back to the fans. When have you ever seen that? I mean, just they're such normal guys. And by the way, the reason the show's coming out a little bit later today, I was at Caneswear today. I went to Caneswear, one of our great sponsors. Everybody knows Caneswear is a spot Miami fan shop for all of their South Florida sports gear. They got great Panther gear there, Stanley Cup champion gear. I was there this morning because they had Anton Lundell and Nico Mikkola doing an autograph signing. So I bought for Anton Lundell and just the two of them, nice as could be. Got a great autograph of Anton Lundell hoisting up the Stanley Cup. By the way, you want a pro tip here? Okay, listen to this. So, you know, you could buy awesome photos. You see all these photos I got behind me. If you watch on the YouTube channel, I got my mix. I got Matthew Tkachuk right there. I got Jimmy Butler right there. I got my mix tiles right there. You know, great shots of me with your homegirl Amber Wilson and Joy. And there's Big Show and Glenn Rice, Alexa Bliss. Anyway, you could purchase these photos, awesome photos of the Panthers or, you know, whatever. When you want to get stuff signed or just hang stuff up. And it costs you a lot of money. Pro tip. You go online. You save the image in your phone. you print it out at your local CVS or Walgreens. Cost me $2. I got a great picture of Anton Lundell hoisting up the Stanley Cup. Cost me $2. And I brought it to him. I got it signed. It's awesome. That's a pro tip right there. You can pick out whatever photo you want. You can print it out yourself. It costs you a couple bucks. All right, there you go. Thank me later. So anyway, this was a one-of-a-kind celebration. And the scene from the stage, oh my God, a sea of people. This Panther team, they're golden now. This is how you capture a fan base. You win a championship. It's why the Miami Heat are golden. You got that fan base. You got that young fan base. You got that generation forever. And then they pass it along to their kids. And you got another generation. The Florida Panthers are golden now. This, they're going to have support of from this fan base, this city, South Florida, forever now. And not just because they won, but because after they won, just like I said, how unpretentious the celebrating was. I mean, the players, they got off the bus. Matthew Tkachuk and Sam Bennett, they ran into the Atlantic Ocean with the trophy. Everybody's swimming in there with them. They showed so much love to the fans, and they're just normal dudes. And I could see it resonated. It's resonating with everyone. And you're in love with this team now. This team is golden forever now. It's so beautiful because I love this team so much. And I've been telling you guys how great hockey is. Not how great the Panthers are. They've been shit. But I've been telling you how amazing hockey is. And now, not only do you see how amazing hockey is, but you also love this team. And you see that hockey players are different. It's a completely different ballgame. I'm so thrilled with the way it's all worked out. You guys were terrific at the parade. A couple of the highlights from the parade. You know, they'll bring the players up. Goldie hosted, and they'll bring some of the players up to speak. How about Aaron Ekblad? You saw him sitting there with a traffic cone. Now, if you don't know the story there, last year's playoffs, Brooks Koepka, great golfer from Palm Beach, huge Panther fan, huge Florida Panther fan, and he goes to a lot of games. And there was one game, I think it was in the playoffs last year, where he's in the suite and he was holding up a traffic cone and he was pointing and yelling to Ekblad and pointing at the cone saying, "You're a traffic cone," meaning you suck. Everyone skates around you. Ekblad had a great year this year. Last year, he struggled. He went from being an offensive defenseman and really manning that blue line on the power play to Paul Maurice's style, featured next to Gustav Forsling, now being a defensive stopper. He has a different role now, and he was terrific this year. But last year, Brooks Koepka calling him a cone, a traffic cone. Everybody goes around you. And so you see Ekblad brings the traffic cone up to the podium, and the first thing he does, he raises it. "Fuck you, Brooks Koepka," and the place goes crazy. That shit is awesome. That is so cool. Sergei Bobrovsky, so happy for him, went back up on that stage and was like, you know, I told 5 years ago, tomorrow, meaning today, signed his contract, said, why do you want to sign here? Because I want to win a Stanley Cup and I'm going to do it here. I'm so happy for Sergei, who was looking like he was the worst contract the Panthers had ever signed. We hated him his first 3 years. And then the Stanley Cup playoffs roll around last year. And then, of course, into this year. And now it's the greatest contract ever. It's the greatest free agent signing in the history of the Panthers. I'm so happy for that. That's my dog, Sergei Bobrovsky. Raheem Mostert, huge Miami Dolphin right back, huge Florida Panther fan. He was in the parade. He raised the cup on the stage. But the show stealer was the head coach, Paul Maurice. Paul Maurice, who last year I dubbed the murderer of fun. I was dead wrong about him. I can't be happier about being that wrong. And Paul Maurice, I love him now. That's my coach. I never talk bad about my coach, my dog. And Paul Maurice, he gets up on that stage. Oh, he's been known to let the expletives fly.
30 fucking years. 30 fucking years. For every fucking one of you, 30 years. And for that woman over there, 30 years of being married to an asshole. Fuck yeah! I wanna, in my wildest dreams, I've never would have thought I could see this. seriously. Understand this. Everybody that we love in this world is fucking happy right now. I want to thank all of the police officers and the fire department, especially the fire department that had to fix my daughter and her friend. Took a beer can off the head, God bless them. I want to thank all of you for these men here for welcoming our families to Florida. For our wives, our children to come to Florida. My two cats, this is Poppy. Wait, this is Penny. Those are my two cats. My daughter made the shirt. I promised her we win the Stanley Cup, I'm wearing that shirt. I got one more word for you. And actually, this isn't for you. This is for you fuckers.
Beautiful. It was really annoying watching. I was watching the coverage on WPOG Local 10. That's probably my favorite local station because I know some of the girls who work. I like that station. And yeah, you got Janice there and you got Leanne. That's probably my favorite station. Anyway, it was annoying watching that. And they had to bleep out so much, especially from Paul Maurice. But you understand why. And look, they are FCC rules and regulations. You understand they have to bleep all that out. But as funny as all of it was, as great as Paul Maurice was, and by the way, the players love him. When Paul Maurice got up to that podium, all the players stood up. They were all standing for his entire speech. They love him. My favorite part, though, was, and this was the case, like Bill Zito, general manager Bill Zito, when he went up there and said a few words, his entire MO was to thank everyone. This is a family. He brought all the kids. Any players or staff members who had kids somewhere there on stage, he brought them all to the front so they could take a picture and everyone's holding the Stanley Cup. He wanted the kids to all be together. It felt very family. It did. It felt very family. And my favorite part of what Paul Maurice said there was how everyone in the world that we love, they're happy right now. And that really struck me as the theme of this team right now. Think about that. It's true. How hard these guys worked, and everyone in the world that we love is happy now. That, to me, that was the best part. All right, so before we get to Jeremy, we'll talk to him about the parade and that whole deal. Panthers are getting gutted today, all right, like I told you, but as long as you keep the core, all right, as long as you keep the core, the other parts are interchangeable on a Stanley Cup championship team. And this is what happens on a Stanley Cup champion. You're going to lose a lot of guys because they're going to be in high demand, these players. They're winners, and they're going to want to get paid. You got to take advantage. So it is what it is. There's nothing to be upset about when you get new guys to plug and play. As long as you keep the core, I didn't name you like the eight guys who I would consider that, you're good to go. All right, NBA free agency going on right now. And by the way, we know Paul George is the big name. Paul George to the Philadelphia 76ers. And this news is just coming across. Klay Thompson, Dallas Mavericks. Yep. Klay Thompson sides with Dallas, which is funny because LeBron and the Lakers thought they had their guy. They don't have their guy now. It's now a sign and trade. Golden State, it's a three-team sign and trade. The main piece, though, is Klay Thompson. Splash Brothers are done. Klay Thompson is going to Dallas. Major move for Dallas. I told you, I don't necessarily love it. I think it's a poor decision by Klay leaving Golden State. I would have stayed if I were him, but Dallas thinks that they got a big piece that they just added. It may work out. I think Klay is very sensitive, comes off a very emotional player to me, and if he continues to decline in his play, I'm not so sure that Dallas is going to love the move, all right? So we'll see, but as of right now, you look at it, you feel like it's a good move, and it's a big blow to the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, the Heat, they've done nothing, and it's tough to expect that they're going to do anything. You know, the Heat's move now, and we know this, unless you're being unrealistic, the Heat's move now, develop young players, wait for the right player to break free, and then pounce. They thought they had that opportunity last year with Damian Lillard. It didn't work out. Their move is to develop young players that they draft, Hakez, Jovic, and G League guys who they sign undrafted, develop those guys and surround them, surround Bam, surround Jimmy. Tyler Hero's still here, obviously. Now, I know a lot of you guys are going to be really mad about this. I choose not to be mad about it. I don't react the way a lot of you guys do. You got people out there who want Riley out. What are you talking about? You sound like a fucking ingrate. The CBA, the salary cap, is extremely difficult to manage. Now, I will say this. The CBA and salary cap in the NBA, it's so goddamn convoluted. It's so unfan-friendly. Like, it's so difficult to keep track of the do's and don'ts, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, because it's so, so convoluted. I mean, you need a degree in rocket scientist to be able to figure out what teams can do and what can't do. I would love to see the Heat be able to keep Hayward Highsmith. They're going to lose Caleb Martin. The Heat fans can be very mad right now, and I get it. Like, last year, it was Boston and Milwaukee were improving while the Heat did nothing. And this year right now, it's New York and Philadelphia improving while the Heat do nothing. Now, is it interesting that all the guys who are signing extensions with their current team, guys like Bam Adebayo, that they've already signed that extension, and you have Donovan Mitchell just sitting out there? I'm pretty certain Donovan Mitchell is signing that extension with Cleveland. Is it interesting that he has not signed it yet? Okay. That's something the Heat fans are going to want to keep an eye on. But I would not get my hopes up. So, I put out the question earlier. What do you want? Here's my question. I tweeted it out. If we're being realistic, I like being able to incorporate guys into the show. If we're being realistic, which means you can't trade for Steph Curry, what do you want the Heat to do? So let's go to a few of these. How about C33 says, just sit tight. What's meant for us will come to us. All right, that's a very zen approach that he's coming at it with. How about Apages on Twitter says, nothing to be honest. We just need a healthy season. All these Heat, that's in quotation marks, all these Heat fans are spoiled. I do think there's a lot of that out there. You know, you keep talking about this being a play-in team, this being a play-in team. For the last 5 years, the Heat have lost the eventual champion, including this year, all right? When you say a play-in team, like a play-in team gives off the connotation, that sounds like you're talking about a 39 or a 40-win team. A team that finished 9th or 10th, they won 39 games. He won 47 games last year. You know, a couple games here and there, they're a 50-win team. So you say play-in team, which is true, but they won 47 games last year. And for the... And by the way, this stretch right now, it has not delivered a championship, but this stretch right now of five seasons, it's the second best stretch in the history of the organization. So when you say things like, this is a play-in team, and they're going to run it back, they're limited in what they're allowed to do because of finances, and you just sound stupid. You make it sound like this is a bottom-feeding team. They won 47 games last year. For the last 5 years, they've lost to the eventual champion. 1 year, two of those years, they were in the NBA Finals. The other one, they lost in the Eastern Conference Finals. Stop sounding like an ingrate. All right, this next tweet is from Mayo Martinez. He says, trade for a difference maker. Ingram and Trae Young come to mind. I'd even take a flyer on LaVine, if not pricey, maybe even bring back Oladipo. Forget about the Oladipo part. What are you talking about? I would love for them to bring in Trae Young. I think Trae Young would be a lot of fun. He doesn't defend, but, you know, you could talk about Trae Young being a scorer. Yes, 25, 26 points per game. Gets 11 assists a game. I mean, I think he led the NBA in assists this past year. Now, Zach LaVine, no. You can get Zach LaVine for, you wouldn't have to give up anything, but you'd have to pay him $50 million a season. Zach LaVine doesn't do anything for you. JOS 2021 says, Mitchell or Trey? If not, this will be multiple years our front office strikes out on big names. If not, there should be some changes made in the front office. See again, so you think the Heat front office, so when you say make changes, that means Riley. You think this Heat front office, you think the Heat would be better off moving forward without Pat Riley, is what you're saying. Make that make sense. Anthony Perez says, blow it up. It's the inevitable. Sir John says, move heaven and earth for Spida. That's Spida Mitchell. Bam and Jimmy are only untouchables, and Jimmy's window is closing. Ryan Keller says, honestly, see what you get for Jimmy. We need to move on to the Bam timeline. Well, I think that's next year. And by the way, I don't want to move on from Jimmy now, because don't you have to expect a monster year from Jimmy in a year that he's going to play a ton of games if it's essentially a contract year for him and then he's going to test free agency? The Heat are in a good spot with Jimmy. Jesse Munoz says, no cap room, no trade chips that they're actually willing to trade, nor draft capital. That's not entirely true. 70-30, we stay pat. I'm good either way. I actually don't mind them continuing to develop. After this year, we're going to have over $60 million to spend if Butler opts out and Rozier's contract expires. It's a pretty level-headed approach. Hernando says, Trae Young. I'm interested in Trae Young, too. I am. I think Trae Young would be a lot of fun. And finally, battered Heat fan. He says, I'd be happy with DeMar DeRozan and Jose Alvarado. DeMar DeRozan would have to be a sign and trade, if that's even possible. It'd have to be a sign and trade with Chicago. I don't know Alvarado's status, but we'll do some more with the NBA. We'll do a lot more with the NBA, and especially if we have the Heat doing anything tonight, we'll be able to do a lot more on that tomorrow, hopefully. All right, so there you go. All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. I mean, how else are you going to enjoy the U.S. men's national team tonight? Go pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedanos, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, Fresco-y Moss, European roots with that Caribbean soul, a refreshing German lager in a can. Make sure you always drink responsibly, and don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. We're very calm now after what was a very stormy and rainy day yesterday in Fort Lauderdale Beach. And joining us now, Bally Sports Florida, Dan Lebatard Show. Jeremy Taché is here with us. He was in his poncho. It was pouring. He was braving the weather. All right, I want you to set – I loved the parade so much. I want you to set the scene for me. How early did you have to get there? When did the people start pouring in? Tell me about the start to the day yesterday.
It was crazy, Zaslow. And thank you for having me on the show to talk about this, because it was one of the cooler professional experiences and honestly personal experiences of my life. Like, to be able to have this moment with all these fans. And so for me, myself and Jacob Meschel, who works with me at Bally Sports, we were tasked with going and gathering content for Bally. And our plan was like, hey, we're kind of worried about getting sunburned. We're packing up with sunscreen, getting, you know, concerned about that. And so we left around not so early. We left around 8:30. I was seeing reports that fans were there at, you know, 6:30. We took the water taxi over, and we wanted to be kind of in the middle of that wait on the water taxi, kind of seeing what fans were doing out there. I'm going to put out a video probably on Tuesday that is sort of our day in the life of having done this. But as we were headed over, I recorded a video, all excited, fans are pumped, and it was not 3 minutes later, the skies opened up, and all of a sudden I went from like excited to be out there in my, you know, cool linen shirt to grabbing a poncho as soon as I could, soaked already, and running into what I hoped would be, you know, a 15, 20 minute long rainstorm. That's how South Florida normally works. Nope. Torrential downpour the entire day. So we get out there and there's already all of these people waiting on the beach, packed in front of the stage. And it was so amazing to see, as this thunderstorm is rolling in, only more and more people headed toward it. Nobody was leaving. I didn't see anybody.
So it didn't seem like it deterred people from coming out.
Not at all. No, not at all. Everyone that was planning to go kept going. I literally did not see a single person start to like pack up their stuff and head out. Anyone that was there was ready for it, and they were going to brave the weather conditions no matter whether it was 100 degrees and sunny or, you know, 85 degrees muggy and absolutely pouring.
I mean, the delay sucked, obviously, but once everything got going, I'm watching. I'm like, I think this is a good thing, because this made it so different and so memorable.
Yep. It was intimate in a way in that respect, even with a huge crowd, because now everybody had gone through something together, and it almost made it so that, like, I don't know if the plan all along would have been for the players to be as interactive as they were getting off of the buses, coming down into the people, giving people hugs and, you know, drinking their beer. Because normally when you see a lot of these parades, it's people throwing stuff up onto the floats, up onto the buses, and then, you know, shotgunning a beer that's been thrown to them or something like that. But what you saw all throughout is every bus that carried four, five, six players, they were stopping. And players were getting out and going through and high-fiving people and giving them hugs. And, you know, that's how the moment I had with Ryan Lomberg happened, is he came up to us and was just like really excited for what was going on and interacting with the people. And I almost think that the players felt even more of an obligation to acknowledge the fans and be in it, because they knew they were sitting at the, you know, facility in Fort Lauderdale watching it pour. And they must be thinking, are the people even going to still be there when we get back? And when they see, oh my God, not a person has left. This place is still packed. These people have been waiting out here since 5, 6, 7 a.m. up against these railings. I was standing in front of someone when I went to go do our interviews. Dude, they were like, look, we appreciate that you have your job to do, but is there any chance you guys could like crouch until you have to do stuff? Because we've been here since 6 a.m. waiting in the rain, and we're going to be pretty pissed if you guys are now standing in front of us. And so, of course, Jacob and I were like, yeah, let's get down on a knee and just relax until people show up, because there was this kinship, this bond that formed over, this is probably the first and last time that the Panthers will have a parade like this one. Hopefully not the last time they ever have a parade, but to have it where for the entire time it's thunderstorming and people are just having to brave the weather conditions, it actually did end up adding a sort of element outside of the probable sickness that all of us are going
to
feel.
We'll get right back to the conversation, guys. But first, I want to tell you, if you're thinking about getting a new car, I'm sending you to the only car dealership I personally endorse. Yeah, I'm talking about North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, we're talking an extensive new and pre-owned Subaru inventory, plus used cars, trucks, SUVs of every make and model. You are sure to find your next vehicle at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. Plus, all new Subarus and most pre-owned vehicles come with a lifetime warranty, so you know that you're covered. Hey, maybe you just want to get your current vehicle serviced. Luckily for you, did you know that at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, they service all makes and models? That's right. So either way, you're going to be treated like royalty when you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. And with prices less than many of those small shops, you can service with confidence at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. You're getting an exceptional experience every time you walk in the showroom doors at that brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You know which one I'm talking about. It's that beautiful building. And you could see it from I-95 at the Cypress Creek Road exit. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the only car dealership I endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0, and that's because I want to make sure you guys get the best deal around. Go to nflsubaru.com. That's nflsubaru.com. North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. Do you think there was ever a conversation about canceling?
I would imagine there were conversations. I don't know that for sure. I haven't spoken to anyone that would have told me that for sure. But I mean, look, we were standing there at about 10:30, 11 o'clock as it was clearly getting delayed. And there's thunderstorms coming in, and they had been testing out the speakers on the stage already. And so the view that you saw in any of the videos I took of the speeches was about where we were. There was essentially a main stage, and then a pit, a huge pit of people. And then there was a stage for some media. So myself, Roy Bellamy, David Dwork, Tim Reynolds was out there, George Richards, like Jordan McPherson. We were all kind of standing on this one stage. And from that stage, when the lightning was striking and the thunder was coming, I mean, right thereafter, each time there was a lightning strike, you could hear the static electricity coming from the speakers on the stage. And I was like, am I about to die out here? Like, is this going to be where it ends? And maybe at a championship parade is kind of the way you would want it to. But I was for a minute considering, like, do we just need to leave just in case? Like, and I got to imagine there were at least conversations given the thunderstorms of, do we try to postpone? What would postponing look like? When would we do this? How do we do that? if a ton of our players are going to be signing with other teams in the next 24 to 48 hours. It kind of had to happen yesterday, and I'm so glad that it did. I'm so glad that the worst parts of the storm ended up passing, and it ended up just being a day in the rain, soaking wet, you know, and it turned it into a pretty memorable experience that would have already been memorable.
I said this on the Le Batard show the morning after when I was in studio last week, that I'm a little concerned with what the parade is going to look like. Broward's never done a parade.
Yeah.
It's hockey. You know, I'm a little concerned. Everybody wants to bust on South Florida, Miami fans, for any reason possible. You know they're going to love to pounce on the idea of a parade that maybe doesn't have a lot of people. So I was a little bit worried about that. And then when the next few days came and went, and you saw how the players were all over the city and they're taking the cup everywhere, I really feel like the 4 or 5 days after they won, I think if you didn't love them already, I really think that there was a portion of the fan base that was just falling in love with the team, that it was such an unpretentious celebration leading up to yesterday. No security guards when they're out and about, no velvet ropes, no bottle service. It was just, hey, we're here and we're not getting on a plane and going celebrating somewhere else because it's about our team having a good time together. No, it's about all of us having a good time together. And I think there were people who watched the last few days like, I got to get to that parade. And as a result, this team is golden now here. They're forever going to have the support.
You know, I have chills based off how you just described that, actually, because it's so
true. I'm a great orator.
Yeah, you are. Zaslow's a writer. The reality of what happened over the last week, I think, was something very special. You don't get often to witness the beginning of something and know that you're witnessing it, right? And I think Broward County is going to be a hockey town. That doesn't mean that they won't also support the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins, particularly the Miami Heat. But Broward County and Fort Lauderdale in particular has now embraced this team in a way that is so unique, right? Because these guys are still going to be able to, once this whole run of celebrating with the cup is over, they're still going to be able to go out to dinner on Las Olas and probably only get bothered by a person or two. They'll still be able to, you know, live relatively anonymously, except for when they want to be noticed. But the way that they, you know, spent the following morning after the cup at the Elbow Room, like a local Fort Lauderdale party spot on the beach that has been there for decades and truly is for locals outside of when, you know, the Buffalo Bills fans come down here a couple times. It is so crazy to think that, you know, Matthew Tkachuk is just running around with fans over across A1A over to the beach to take a dip into the ocean. And I do think that, like, knowing that the parade was yesterday after they won it, knowing how much all of these guys, Lomberg, and other, some of the other guys who have now left, right, included, like, love living near Las Olas, going out on Las Olas to all the different restaurants and bars, being by the beach. These guys, like, to a man, every time I speak to any of them, I'm lucky enough to every year right before the season starts have podcasts with like 15 or 16 of the guys on the team. And I talk to them and always they're emphasizing how much they love living in Fort Lauderdale in particular. And so I think they all sort of looked at it as like, hey, this is our last week, not just like, hey, this was our last time playing a game as this unit, but we won it. And now we've got one more week that we can all spend together in this place that we've loved going out for dinner and hanging out and just genuinely living in this city. It's just that now the people knew who they were and they were partying with the people. And you're right. I think to have 3 or 4 days of those viral moments on social media of diving into the ocean and embracing Broward County and Fort Lauderdale motivated the common fan, the average fan, to go out there and party with them or even
people who hadn't been fans of hockey, who knew they won and were like, yeah, let's go party. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay if not every single person there could name the Stanley Cup champion from 1972. That's the point. You're building something right now, and this is hopefully the beginning of a very long run of success on the ice, but what certainly should be a long run of success of building a true, dedicated fan base.
Jeremy, you said it all. Excellent job. Really good job braving the weather there yesterday. It looked so much fun, and what an amazing thing to be a part of. Thank you so much for hanging out with us here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Excellent job by Jeremy. He was right there. He was right in the thick of things. Really good job by him. Appreciate him hanging out with us here. You know what else I appreciate? I appreciate every year when I have to renew my homeowner's insurance that Brunt Insurance always takes care of me. They got my best interest at heart, and they make sure I get the best rate possible on my homeowner's insurance. That's why I've been getting my homeowners from Greg Brunt and his team at Brunt Insurance for over 10 years now. If you believe you're paying too much on your homeowner's insurance, or if you just want to get a quote, see if they could beat your current price. I'll bet they can. Call Brunt Insurance today. 954-589-2204 or go to bruntinsurance.com. Wherever you're calling from in the state of Florida, Brunt Insurance has offices all throughout the state. So their team, they're going to know your area. They're going to know exactly what type of coverage you need. And they're going to make sure whether it's homeowners, renters, or condo insurance, there's so many options out there. It can make your head spin, but you don't have to worry. At Brunt Insurance, they specialize in making all the confusing options crystal clear. Fully licensed team, they're going to help you every step of the way. Matter of fact, a few months ago, I switched over my car insurance. I now get my automobile insurance through Brunt Insurance. So we're talking auto, motorcycle, or boaters insurance. You're making the right call. 954-589-2204. 954-589-2204. BruntInsurance.com. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us, you know, it's by Caneswear. Caneswear is the spot Miami fan shop where we get all of the big deals. I was there earlier today. Anton Lundell and Nico Mikola, they were there as well. Keep on the lookout. Caneswear.com. They may have some more Panther players showing up and doing meet and greets, autos, photo ops, the whole deal. Get all your brand new Florida Panthers Stanley Cup championship gear, 2655 South University Drive, or go to caneswear.com. So wherever you are listening right now, you can order from caneswear.com. They're going to deliver your gear right to your front door. Everybody's got Panther fever, but also, of course, all your Miami Hurricanes gear, Dolphins, Heat, Inter Miami. Head to caneswear.com, or if you're in Davie, just south of 595 on the west side of University. Caneswear is the spot South Florida sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal. So how about this yesterday? You know, they're killing time. You got all the reporters from all the news stations are going up and down A1A. They're talking to fans. They're in the pouring rain. They're waiting for the parade to actually start. And sometimes fans forget they're on live TV.
All right, we got some people from Alabama, of course, up and down Florida. The fans are here. Let's just say Matthew Tkachuk is a fucking ball.
Oh, okay, this is live TV. We don't need to cuss on live TV, ma'am. All right, so let's get back to the fans.
That's not a big deal. First of all, everybody knows Matthew Tkachuk is a fucking baller. And second of all, everybody's heard those words before. Not a big deal. Big deal or not a big deal? How about on Unsportsmanlike, 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern every morning on ESPN Radio? My man, Evan Cohen. Yes, the Sixers landed Paul George. Evan's not necessarily impressed.
I'm going to tell you, though, I'm giving this 1 year. 1 year. If Joel Embiid is healthy and this does not work, Joel Embiid is on the trading block next year. Next summer at this time, if this does not work, if I get a full season out of Embiid and I get a full season out of Maxey and I get a full season out of Paul George and this thing doesn't work, I am turning the tables. It is now on Embiid because I've seen all of these different co-stars.
Hold on, you're saying it's now on Embiid or Embiid is going to ask out?
No, I don't care if he asks out. I'm going to have to make phone calls myself because because we just discussed the league and the way in which this is. Maxey's contract is going to kick in. Paul George, you just gave a huge deal to. Embiid, obviously 1 year older, like the rest of us, by the way, but 1 year older. Wear and tear on the body, different for him than it would be Maxey. I am giving this year. If they don't get to the conference finals after at this season, I have to take phone calls on Joel Embiid. This is his fifth co-star. At some point, the table's turned.
I'm going big deal. I think Evan could be on to something. It's also why, like I told you, it doesn't matter if they got Paul George. He's not a big enough star to withstand Joel Embiid's inevitable postseason injury. This does not move the needle very much for me. It's exciting for the Philly fan, but realistically, I don't think it moves the needle very much. And finally, one more here. Big deal or not a big deal. Here's Kendrick Perkins. He is very, very skeptical about the idea of LeBron taking a pay cut.
I'm willing to bet my left big toe that LeBron James is
not your right one?
Not my left. My left one. That LeBron James is not taking a pay cut or considering taking a pay cut for the Lakers' future. It's for the now. LeBron James wants to win right now. LeBron James knows the pressure that he has, right? And I don't want to, like, take it out of context, but to the fact of we can all speculate, but J.J. Redick was a LeBron James hire. We know this, right? And so he wants J.J. to be successful. How can J.J. be successful? By LeBron James being the best version of himself, but also making sure that the pieces match up. That's why you want to take a pay cut. It's not for the Lakers' future. It's because LeBron won another shot at it. And to be honest with you, they wasn't that far off from last year when you think about it. It's only one team that the Lakers wasn't beating in the playoffs. That was the Denver Nuggets. Any other team, I felt like they could have beat Minnesota. They could have beat Oklahoma City. They could have beat the Dallas Mavericks in the 7-game series. I mean, so they wasn't far off, but like, I feel like he's considering taking a pay cut to get a third star kind of player.
You know what? I'm going not a big deal because if we're going to be perfectly honest here, I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know if Kendrick Perkins is saying that he doesn't believe that LeBron's going to take a discount or if he does. It feels like he flip-flopped in the middle there, so I'm very confused. So I'm going to go not a big deal, and that right there is another edition. A big deal or not a big deal brought to us by the place where we get all the big deals here on Zaslow Show 2.0, Caneswear. Caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot Miami sports fans shop for all of the big deals. Yes! All right, there you have it. Great, great show today. Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. Thanks to everybody behind the scenes who always works so hard and you don't get enough credit, so I hope that every once in a while I tell you how great a job you do. And can't do it without all your hard work. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. Know what that means.
Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.